It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get to the people in a second. Stoney's been out of shape, and rightfully so. So I wanted to give you a minute on this, and probably more on it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the news that Scooble's not starting the All-Star game,
I thought it was pretty much a lock. I thought maybe Lugo would get the nod, possibly. But it's Corbin Burns. Now, Corbin Burns is having a hell of a year. Let's not, you know, say, oh, my God, how can Scooble not start? But listen to the stats, and it's not all about stats, but for this.
Give me some stats.
Here we go. Here's some data. Burns, 2.43 ERA, 1.04 whip, 9-4 record, 110 strikeouts, 25 walks.
Okay.
Lugo, 2.48, a little higher, ERA, 1.09, whip, 11-4 record, so he's got the most wins, 116 strikeouts, 30 walks. In 16 games, Burns had 19 appearances. Turk Skubal, 19 games. 2.41 ERA. That's the better of the three.
Mm-hmm.
Whip, 0.88. That's the best of the whip.
Mm-hmm.
10-3. You can do the percentages. I think 10-3 is better than 11-4.
He plays on it. You know what? I'll leave it alone. Keep going.
140 strikeouts, 21 walks. Now, I understand sometimes guys who play on really good teams like Burns gets the nod because it's the Orioles and they're much better than the Tigers. But the fact that Tarik Skubal could come up with these statistics and this performance this season with this squad and with this amount of run support. Now, it wasn't as bad. It's not as bad as Reese Olson's run support. Skubal reminds me, sorry, I'm going back to my youth, when Steve Carlton was 27-10 for a team that won 57 games all season.
Well, he's a lot like Felix Hernandez for many of the years with the Mariners.
Yes. I mean, Guidry, well, he was good. The Yankees were good, but Guidry was
my dad will appreciate the Louisiana Lightning reference.
Was that 25-3 he was that one year or something?
Like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave him alone. No. Now, come on.
But the bottom line is, and I don't think it's anti-Detroit. I'm not going to, everybody hates
this. I'm kidding,
this.
Mike. No, it was facetious.
I know. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the fans who will call up and say, it's anti-Detroit. No. Burns is getting it because he's on a better team. Who cares? Come on, Bruce Bochy. You know better. Skubal should be the starter. In the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't mean anything except the honor that he deserved, and it'd be nice to see our guy start the game. Enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it sucks. And again, they don't let us have nice things. I think that's just really where it's at. From a data standpoint, Skubal's been clearly the best pitcher in the American League. Therefore, he starts. I don't care where you play. I don't care if your market's big or small. Right. I don't care what your team's record is.
I know.
If you've been the best pitcher, and right now if they handed the Cy Young out, Tarik Skubal would win it. You start the game. Period.
Yeah.
So he got boned. Yes, no other way to put it.
I agree.
I would love to know the decision to be made why Corbin Burns was given the nod. He's a good pitcher.
Yes, it's not a knock on him.
And Seth Lugo you can keep.
Okay, I know. But
that's a mirage.
I understand, but his stats are pretty damn good too.
I know. But he's Seth Lugo. So let's, please. Kenny, a few of the ticket texts, if you'd be so kind.
On the NCAA video game, driving home, currently can't wait to load up the game and ignore everything else, including my lady.
That's right. Hey, listen, it's acceptable. You get a hall pass today. And if there's a problem, you could just ask her. Think of all the terrible things I could be doing. I'm right here. You need a beverage? I grab it for you. I'm in the house.
Speaking of this one, it says, I don't play video games, but I will be on Tinder next week. Going to be a lot of NCAA widows looking for a friend.
Very Ooh, much so. Wow. Could be a cottage industry.
Good strategy. I like that.
Jesus. NCAA widows. Jesus.
I announced on Instagram today that I've accepted a football coaching job with Hawaii, and all of a sudden my phone blows up with congrats text. Had to tell them it was about the video game.
Dear Lord.
Well, there's an opening at Fresno State we just found out about.
You know, I
hope everything's okay.
Yeah, and well, it said basically head coach Jeff Tedford, Fresno State football, you know, formerly a Cal, one of the great offensive minds of the last, you know, 20, 30 years in college ball, quarterback developer. He's stepping down. He had a doctor's visit, and he's citing that visit and health concerns. He is stepping down and stepping away from the program. So their linebacker coach, Jeff Skipper, will now be their head coach. Why is that relevant at all? Michigan plays him. I don't know. You can do what you want. Fresno's supposed to be.
First game of the season.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be frisky this year. Yeah. Supposed to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. So you do what you want with it. Not that you need to care. Kenny, go ahead.
I hate the Scooble snub, but sadly, nobody cares about the All-Star game anymore. It's sad.
I know. And it's why I'm not. Well, I can't yell because I had a very loud, talkative weekend at Saratoga. But also, I can't muster up fake outrage. The All-Star game simply doesn't matter to me.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I'm outraged by? What type of tanning product does Alex Rodriguez use?
Okay, what did I
tell? Can we stop for a minute now?
Yes, I told you in the break. Does he have pictures of somebody? How the hell? He's not only on Fox. He's on ESPN sometimes. He was never likable as a great, great player.
He's got to lay off the tanning bed. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, yes.
Okay. He was interviewing Ellie De La Cruz. I took a triple take, and I went, wait, is that A-Rod? Dude, you can't tan like that. What is he doing? He's going to die.
He was a great player. But he wasn't even.
He was a choke artist. He was a con.
He had one really good postseason for you guys.
And guess what?
What?
He bleeped down his leg every other one.
Okay.
Now, don't make me raise my voice.
All right, I'm trying not to. But he was a great player. But he was never likable. Even before he lied about the steroids, okay?
Even before
that. And then all this, you know, J-Lo and all this stuff. And he's not even that good on the television. What, does he have pictures of somebody?
He looks like that lady from There's Something About Mary, the roommate for Cameron Diaz, the old lady, who was just constantly tanning. I don't know what he thinks he's doing. It's got to stop. That's ridiculous.
I don't know how he's on television.
The same way Desmond Howard is. I don't know. Somebody likes him. What do you want me to tell you?
But he's liked by too many networks. That's what I don't care.
I don't know. What do you want from me?
I don't know.
I didn't hire him.
I know. Yeah. I'm not blaming you.
I feel like you are. Kenny, go ahead.
Scooble is -130 to win the Cy Young this year. He'll have the last laugh.
I agree with you, but it would have been something nice.
Yeah.
Something cool. But I'm not going to yell.
For a team that's both maddening and psychotic, it would have been great.
More on that at 5.
A-Rod is the reverse of Sammy Sosa, getting darker and darker.
It's clearly the guy is using, like, intense old lady bronzer. Stop, dude. What are you doing? It doesn't look remotely natural.
No.
It'd be like if Kenny showed up tomorrow looking like Ricardo Montalban. It's absurd. Go ahead. I quit.
This one I think we'll all say hell yeah to. Time to take the Liberty Flames to the promised land, baby. That's from James in Lake.
There you go.
By the way, this day is here, or whatever this platform, this broadcast we're watching, FS1. This way, you must just hate this.
What?
You got Jeter who you can't stand. You got A-Rod who you can't stand. I know you're not a Big Poppy fan.
Well, Big Poppy's a fraud.
I know.
I mean, give me a break.
Explain to me how his game got in the Mitchell report, but he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Right. If you designed the panel of three people I loathe.
I know,
in baseball.
That's why I said that.
Here it is.
Power rank them in order of who you hate more. A-Rod, Jeter, Big Poppy.
A-Rod number one forever. Absolute albatross to the organization. Big Poppy number two because he killed my Yankees. And he was this good guy, forward facing, but he's really not a good guy. And he was a known cheat. And then, look, I don't hate Derek Jeter. I hate what Jeter did to my team. It's like Eli Manning 2.0. He put himself ahead of the franchise. He strung them up for this ridiculous extension. And the whole idea you couldn't drop Jeter, even though he was a butcher in the field and he couldn't hit his way out of a paper bag. Oh, we can't drop the captain. We can't drop the captain. Then he had to hang around long enough to get his stupid records. Please, go away.
Come on, he hates him because he's a Michigan fan.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Do I hate Kevin Garnett? He was supposed to go to Michigan. No. Come on. Stop it. You're out of control. 248-539-9797. All right.
You hate Michael Phelps, too.
I don't care about Michael Phelps. He swims. Northville Lumber, oldest company in the state, largest Trex decking outlet in America. Nobody stocks more. Nobody sells more Trex.
Did you hate Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes?
Okay, listen. You hate Tracy Wolfson. Trex, Northville Lumber.
Schefter, dead. Eisen, dead. Rosenberg, dead.
Stu, Winowski. I apologize.
I know, Stu. He came to my house, installed a deck in my house, too.
I turned his mic off. I got to sell you some Trex decking.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.